Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And Gabe, you kind of found this topic today, the one we're about to talk about.
Yes, I did. Do you want to know what it is right now, or?
I know at this point is it's about my abilities or other people's abilities, and can we get assessed on that?
It has to do with how good you are at things, yeah, your abilities, and how you judge those, how you yourself judge those abilities compared to how other people judge those abilities with specific regard to the person you live with, your romantic partner.
Yeah, this is...
And vice versa.
This became more relevant to me about 20 minutes ago when I guess I wasn't checking my phone, so I got an email from my wife who'd had a car accident. And she immediately wrote, "It's fine, everything's fine, just a couple scratches." And I wasn't at fault. Happened close to a Penny Market. Penny Market, it's a local grocery store.
Is your wife a good driver? What is your assessment of your wife's driving abilities?
Let's leave my assessment out of this. Because, and to be fair to her, it was not her fault. What is, I think, fair to say is I have an opinion on it. I really do. And she has a different one. And I've... Up to this minor accident, there had been no accident, so I had to stick with the fact that she's a good driver, right? Okay. And whatever.
Okay. Let's stick
but
with the
who
difference.
Can judge that?
Let's
who can
stick
judge that?
With the difference between opinions, right? A study has just been done on that difference, the way we see ourselves and the way the people around us see ourselves, our abilities. We're going to be speaking with Gabriella Hofer today, who's done the study at the University of Graz in Austria.
Science Unscripted.
My name is Gabriella Hofer, and I've recently finished my PhD at the University of Graz, Austria. And within this PhD, I conducted a study on what our partners know about our own abilities as compared to what we know about these abilities and our best friends and our acquaintances.
All right, Gabriella, thanks a lot for talking to us today. I've got one really simple question. Are our partners as good a judge of our abilities as we ourselves are?
Well, according to our study, yeah, approximately. So we didn't find too many differences between how accurate partners were across the sample as compared to people themselves.
I have to say that kind of surprises me because I would have assumed that we all have inflated senses of what we're capable of. And we have these partners who are kind of cool-headed. They look at us and like, well, you know, you're okay, or, you know, I've seen you try to do things that hasn't always worked out. Is it really the case that there's parity there?
Like, we would also have expected people themselves to have quite inflated views of their own abilities, because there are some findings in past research that would suggest that. But we didn't really find that in our sample. So what we had was a tiny bit of underestimation even by people themselves. So people were a bit too modest about their own abilities.
Is it fair of me to assume that you mostly had Austrians participating in the study?
Yes and no. Because in Graz, we are a big university city, and we also have a lot of German students. And this is why I think we didn't ask for country of origin or something like that, but because I conducted also most of the in-laboratory assessments, I can say that there were at least a couple of Germans. So it was probably mostly Austrians, Germans, and some other people with quite good German skills.
One question I have is, because your study took place in, let's call it a Germanic-speaking area, is whether there might be some cultural differences here, because it does not surprise me at all that Germans are very modest and underestimate their abilities. That's been my experience here in Germany. If you ever look at a German resume that they submit for a job, it's like, what are you doing? Stop highlighting the things you can't do, you know? oversell yourself. is it possible that there's, I don't know, a cultural difference here that because they're German-speaking or Austrian or German or whatever, that they tend to be more humble and tend to be unaware of what they're actually capable of?
That is for sure possible. So to be honest, I don't really know whether something comparable has been conducted in another culture. So I know that there are some cross-cultural studies about self-estimates overall or self-knowledge, but many studies don't really then also assess the same abilities objectively. So it's kind of hard to see whether people overestimate themselves or just are a bit positive overall. But for sure, it's possible that there are cultural differences. You can never rule that out.
What determines how good we are at judging our own abilities? Are there differences between different kinds of people, like personality traits, that make it easier to be an accurate judge of yourself?
That is kind of the million-dollar question. So that is something that I think I will continue working on for quite a while, because we are not really that sure yet what determines whether a person is a good judge or not so much. There are some findings, for example, that that people who are high in narcissism tend to overestimate themselves quite a lot, which makes sense. With other personality traits, I'm not so sure whether they were really related to accuracy or like self-knowledge.
Based on what is at this point still a kind of limited data set, are you able to see from your study or from other literature that is similar to it, who is the best at judging my abilities? Is it me? Is it my partner? Is it my friend? Or is it a relatively neutral acquaintance? Who, if I needed to check in with someone, hey, am I good at this? Is this going to be a successful endeavor if I do it? Sorry to bring Gabe into this, but what if Gabe is kind of daydreaming about a musical career? He's pretty good at the guitar. I've heard him play. He can sing pretty well. But there's no, you know what I mean? There's no test for that. He comes up to me and he's like, hey, Connor, I'm going to go for it. I'm going for the big stage. then there is, yeah, there just isn't a test. So is it his wife that he checks in with? Is it his co-moderator and colleague, Connor Dillon? Is it a friend? You know what I mean? Who does
yeah,
he go
yeah,
to?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I mean, in that case, of course, people who know you very well, say his wife, his close friends, they would probably also know a lot about his personality, say whether other aspects that work into being successful in a career as a musician that come into play here. But I would potentially also ask an expert, and that would be someone who is actually working in this field, who actually is working as a musician. I think that would probably, like, if you don't have really an objective measure, then potentially go for an expert.
Yep. Gabriella, if there is something that I want to hide from my partner, I've been together with her for 15 years, does your study suggest that I just can't do that? If there's something about me that Adrian's going to find it out?
Can
I hide something from my partner?
Can we just say what, or can we get concrete right now? I don't know what the answer to this is.
I'll tell you later, Connor.
Okay.
I don't think that our study goes as far as to suggest that, like, your partner completely knows everything about you and knows all of your abilities. So I think it is quite possible for them to know or to not know about a given ability, particularly if you would want to hide it from them. Also, just a general side note. So we are talking about correlations here so far. So far we have talked about whether your partner's estimates of your abilities, how well they correlate with your actually measured abilities. And even though we say, okay, partners were doing quite okay still means that these correlations weren't very high. So highest correlations were around 0.5. And I don't know whether, how good the two of you are with correlations, but that isn't too big of a correlation.
Right.
So there's still, like, across the sample, there was still a lot of, partners saying, okay, my partner is very creative, and then the partner actually wasn't that creative compared to the others.
Based on the relatively weak correlation, it wasn't the strongest correlation here in your study, should we understand this as, you know, there's some people out there who are better at assessing my abilities or as good at assessing my abilities as me, but they often get it wrong too? Is it fair to say that?
That is definitely one conclusion that I would agree to. So also what these low correlations show us is that there are a lot of differences, individual differences. So if you look at all in a whole sample in a whole population of people, there will always be people who underestimate your abilities, and there will also always be people who overestimate your abilities.
In a perfect world, Gabriella, would we know everything about ourselves? Is that the ultimate goal when it comes to self-other knowledge? Could you imagine a world where everyone knew everything about themselves? Wouldn't that be boring?
That is for sure one take. And actually, there are some questions about how beneficial it is to know everything about yourself. So there is some research about whether people who know more about themselves, for example, have higher well-being. And there you really have mixed results. So there are some studies that suggest that those who are accurate have the highest well-being. There's some research that suggests that those who overestimate themselves or who are just generally more positive towards themselves have higher well-being. So that really isn't that clear. What we think where it really matters that you at least have some clue about your own abilities is when it comes to choosing a career. Because if you're completely off with what you can do, you might be disappointed.
And that was Gabriella Hofer speaking to us from Graz in Austria, Graz.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that we made the right choice, Connor.
What's that?
You know, this we chose to become radio broadcasters.
Oh.
And I hope that we had, good self-knowledge of our abilities in making that choice.
Well, you say choose or that we chose, and I like the argument more that I like the word career as a verb. It's old fashioned. People don't use that anymore.
As a transitive verb?
She careered between various jobs, industries,
an intransitive
and fields.
Verb.
The idea that you're careering, you're bouncing around like a marble inside.
Hold on,
of
what does that mean? If you're careering, where are you going next?
You don't necessarily know that. And I kind of like that idea. I know we're all taught that you study a certain thing and you aim toward a certain goal, but to me it gives me more comfort to let the control go a little bit and acknowledge that life has some chaos in it, and it's not always clear where you're going to be in 5 years at all.
I'm here to stay.
Yeah, you're here.
I'm a really heavy stone.
I'm never leaving
the
studio. You're a rock star. You're a rock here at Deutsche Welle.
Let's get back to the topic. That's an interesting one.
It, for some of our listeners out there, I think it probably raises possibly more questions than it answered, because it's a mixed message in there. The people around you are decent judges of your abilities, and yet, based on the relatively weak correlation, it means they're not always entirely correct about you. But I think there's still solid advice. It means, if you're thinking about taking a big step, whether you're going to, I don't know, she talked about a job at the end, or start a new company, take an artistic passion and run with it, then the advice is very good to go check in with those people, check in with somebody who's been there, who's tried that field before, and then also at the end of all that feedback to use your own, or to trust your own gut.
Ask your friends, ask acquaintances, although in the study, acquaintances were the worst judges of your abilities.
Mm.
Ask your romantic partner if he lives together with someone. Ask experts in the field that you're doing. Ask yourself. Be honest with yourself. That's a hard one, though. But avoiding the lie to yourself.
It's just good advice. That's what I liked about this study. When you first mentioned it, I didn't know much about it going into it. It's just good advice to think about who can give me honest feedback. Because, we should all be a little skeptical of our own ability to assess our own abilities.
Yeah.
So who do I turn to?
Be okay with not being right when you judge yourself.
Yeah, assuming...
That's a takeaway I'm taking, because I think what I got was that mistakes are made all around. They're made by your romantic partner. They're made by your acquaintances. They're made by yourself. When you're wrong, that's okay. We make those mistakes. That's part of the whole process, right?
Yeah.
To err is human.
Yeah, well, yeah.
E-R-R.
And to air, A-I-R, is Jordan. That was the old Michael Jordan campaign.
We gotta go.
No, we do have to stop this now. If any of you have anything else to say on this topic or have actually experienced this already, I'm not sure I have. I'm not sure I've had these kinds of honest discussions with the people around me about my abilities. It feels almost embarrassing to frame it that way. I would be embarrassed to say that. It'd be more concrete. Hey, I'm thinking about shifting careers or doing this, that. I'm not sure I've had those talks. If any of you have...
It would be hard to knowledge to get.
It is.
To receive.
Hard one, especially if it's...
If it's
in
true.
Negative.
Yeah.
Especially if it's negative. If any of you have gone through that already and come out the other side, I'd love to know how that went. We're su@dw.com.